Today I want to talk to you about faith and how fear can hurt your faith. One of the most important things we can do in the morning when we get up is say, God, please help this day to go strong and help it not to be too long. In the Old Testament, people had to learn to have faith too, but primarily in their case, their faith was when they learned to not have fear, and they had to be strong and of good courage. In Joshua 1:6 it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." In other words, Joshua was being told to be strong and of good courage, and they would get to divide that land which God had promised to their forefathers. Joshua 1:7 it again says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which my Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." In verse 9 it says, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you, whithersoever thou goest." Sometimes during the day, you may have to go to work or go somewhere else or go out on a job site, and you're wondering if you'll be doing the right thing. What you have to do is just pray, because God has promised the people in the Old Testament He would be with them as they go, and He can certainly do the same thing now, and He has angels to go with us. And so He sends Himself and His Spirit with us in many different ways. He can give us knowledge and understanding and help us to do the things we need to do. And in the Old Testament, they answered Joshua saying, "All that thou commanded us, we'll do. Whatsoever thou sendest, we will go." They had resigned themselves to the fact that Moses was gone and that they would have to start trusting in God through another commander, which was Joshua. In verse 18, he says, "Whosoever he be that doth rebel against the commandments and will not hearken unto thy words and all thou commandest him, he will be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." Joshua was told, even during times of discipline, that he had to be strong and of good courage. Those people were afraid before they were going over the river to get into the promised land. They were not sure what was going to happen to them, and the fear of unknown is often something that terrifies all of us. In the New Testament, in our day, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And if you think of that verse, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." And some people say the spirit of fear is dread. It's something that comes on you at night, comes on you when you're thinking about a new job, when it comes on you thinking about an inventory work or whatever you might have to do at work or whatever's going on. There's a spirit of dread that can come on you. We have to start relying on the promises of the Bible for courage. Sometimes it's hard to see what's happening right away. It's sort of like taking a picture with an old Polaroid camera. When you first take the picture and then it comes popping out of the camera, you look at it, nothing's there, just a black or a gray screen. After about 2 or 3 minutes, it starts fading in and you see the picture coming in. And that's a little bit like faith. It comes in slowly, then it starts to show up. In Hebrews 10:36 it says, "For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." Well, you have to have patience, and you also have to do the will of God in your life. And then after a while, it's like that Polaroid camera, you'll start seeing the promise come in your life. Also in Hebrews 10:38 it says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Nowadays we have the Holy Spirit in our heart that should help us, but many of us will know what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell us, but then we're going to try to overpower it. What happens in our life is sometimes God gives us a promise, and then Satan comes with fear and lies, as he did with the Garden of Eden. when he gave them to Eve, and he tried to destroy humanity that way. He tried to make her think she was missing out on something and that she should disobey a God. That happens nowadays too. And don't forget what Joshua told these people. Fear not and be not dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. We have to get up in the morning and say, I can do what God has called me to do. Through His power, through His Holy Spirit, and through His promises, I'm going to be able to do it. And we can also remember that clear back in the Old Testament, God said He would guide us. In Isaiah 58:11, it says, And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of waters that fail not. Your situation that develops fear may be related to school, it may be related to a test you're taking, a class you're taking, it may be related to your job and perhaps a supervisor that's being very rude to you or trying to push you harder than you're physically capable of doing. Maybe your spouse that has some issues. Maybe she's got issues, or he's got issues. Maybe somebody in the ministry that you're dealing with that doesn't like what you're saying. What we have to do is lay down our fears and take up the Word. Jeremiah was told by God, I will give you good success. Verse 11, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that's what He means for us. He wants us to have thoughts of peace, and He has thoughts of peace towards us, and He wants us to realize that He's going to help us, and He's going to guide us through our life, and we don't have to worry continually. In 1 John 2:12 it says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. Fear not, for Jesus and His name's sake. Because of His name's sake, they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you His people. Sometimes in life, God will tell you you're supposed to do a certain thing. You should do that thing if He tells you, and try to do it the best you can. In 2 Samuel 23:11, there was a young man that was taking care of a pea patch, a bean patch. And it says, Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hittite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. He wouldn't give up on what he was told to do. He stayed in that field that he knew he had to protect it, and he would not let those Philistines come in and hurt, and he fought with them, and he won. And a great victory was there, and it was for the Lord's sake. We're not supposed to fear, because also God lets our enemies see that He's going to do things for us. It says in the Bible, Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Sometimes somebody will be coming after you and threatening you, but when you do the things you're supposed to, your enemies will end up seeing that God was taking care of you, actually, when they didn't expect it. One time David told someone not to kill the man that was throwing rocks at him. It was in verse 11, And David said to Abishai and to all of his servants, Behold, my son, which came forth out of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse the Lord, for the Lord has bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good this for his cursing. In other words, David said, Don't kill this man. God's going to hear him cursing. People are going to hear him cursing. But it may be that the Lord will look on the affliction he's causing, and God will bless me because of this. Mark 11:22, And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if you forgive not, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Well, thank you very much for coming today. And I just want to make a point that we need to remove fear from our life. And we should not have a fear. We have promises throughout the Bible telling us that we can accomplish things. We can become a great person. We can become a great speaker. We can become a great financier, a great teacher, whatever it is that God has given us. But we have to trust Him and rely on Him and remember that He's made all these promises. And if you're truly a Christian, you're going to be believing those promises are true. And you're going to trust in them, and it'll be like taking a first step out into the water like the priests did when they had to go out ahead of Joshua. Thank you in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you again sometime.